You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Hey, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, we are doing part three of Legendary Business from Rats to Riches, my Amazon best-selling book, and we are delving into another chapter. So if you haven't listened to the other episodes, let me tell you a little bit about this book. It's called Legendary Business from Rats to Riches. And there is a dollar sign for the S at the end of riches if you're typing it in. You can get the book on Amazon, and the workbook you can get through me. I can give you the information to do that. And this is a really powerful book because it looks at five of the most common mistakes business owners make, how to identify them, and then how to get rid of them. So the story of the legendary business from rats to riches, the reason that I chose that title is because I based the book on the legend of the Pied Piper. And I did that. It took me a while to get there. If you want to listen to the earlier episodes, I talk a little bit about writing the book and how I got there. However, I landed on the Pied Piper story because it is analogous and able to be ported over to talk about business, right? So the story of the Pied Piper, if you don't know, is that the town of Hamelin was overrun with rats. They contacted this magical Pied Piper who would come in and play his pipe and pipe all of the rats out of the town. So they contacted him. He came. They agreed on a price. He drove the rats out of the town and drowned them in the river. And then he comes back to the town and the town says, "Oh, what rat problem? We don't have a rat problem. We're not going to pay you." And so then the Pied Piper has to resort to extreme measures to get his payment from the town. And so I took this legend and because my book originally was about five of the most common mistakes business owners make. And so I was like, well, let's make each problem into its own rat so that like the Pied Piper, in order to find success in your business, you need to drive that rat out of your business. So something that I didn't talk about in the earlier episodes, I don't think, is that to be honest, at some point in time, all of us are all five rats in our business. These are not things that are extreme and away from us. These are things that we've all experienced in one way, shape, or form. And that's why people come to me and they tell me over and over, I think you've been following me around. Like, how did you know what I was going through? I feel like you're right next to me as I'm reading this book. And so I know these are really powerful things, and these are things that can be addressed and changed so that you can have more success by getting rid of these mistakes, these shortcomings, these things that you don't want to deal with in your business. And so today we're going to talk about, well, first of all, the other episodes, we talked about Maya Rat, who's a nearsighted rat. We talked about Holden Rat, who is a disoriented rat, doesn't know where he's going. And today we're going to talk about Darnell Rat. And Darnell Rat is an invisible rat. He cannot be seen. So that's Darnell if you're looking on the video. Darnell Rat is an invisible rat. And we're going to talk about his story. One more thing about the book. When I wrote my business book, I wanted a few things. I wanted it to be short. I wanted it to be easily digestible, and I wanted it to be something that you could read for a few minutes, then put down, and then come back and read it another chapter at another time. So it doesn't take very long to read through the chapters. And the other thing I wanted was I wanted it to be fun. So I contracted with a local artist and had her create illustrations of each of the rats in the book. And so she did a marvelous job. They are wonderful. They're a way to like love on your little rat because they're so cute, even while you're getting rid of that habit that's keeping you stuck. And so my business book has pictures. That's something I love to say. I wrote an Amazon best-selling book and it has pictures. So that is a little bit about the creation of the book. So now let's talk about Darnell. Darnell. Darnell's a genius. He is a master inventor, and he did something that no one else has ever done before. He built the best, the most impressive, the most effective mousetrap. The best mousetrap in the world. Now, you might say, why would the rats need a mousetrap? Well, see, the mice keep coming and eating up all the good cheese. So the mousetrap will capture them, take the cheese away from the mice and give it to the refrigerator so it can be, taken care of. And then they release the mice out and away from the home. So the mice can't keep stealing the good cheese. So Darnell invents this amazing device, and everybody knows how good it is. All of his friends, all of his family, friends of friends, they know how great this is, and they convince him to, oh, and he named it the Ultimate 1000. So the mousetrap is called the Ultimate 1000. And so he decides that he is going to go full bore. He gets investors, people who are giving him money, and he goes in and he starts making all of these Ultimate 1000 mousetraps. And he knows that he's going to be successful because everyone has told him how successful he's going to be. And he knows that it's going to work because everybody needs what he has. And he knows that this is the perfect thing. And he has it. He has it. He's the Steve Jobs of the rat world creating mousetraps. And so he goes and he makes all of these mousetraps. And he doesn't just make 10 or 100. He makes thousands because he and his investors and his family know that everyone is going to want it. It is the perfect thing. Every household needs an Ultimate 1000. And so he makes all of these mousetraps and hires a website designer because he knows things are sold online, right? And so he hires this website designer and it's a great website and it's perfect. And it's going to be so easy for everyone to go and buy the Ultimate 1000. And they're just going to be in every home and he's going to be such a success. His investors see the money rolling in and he sees himself being on the cover of a magazines. And he knows that this is just going to be so successful because this is the best mousetrap. He saw the movie. If you build it, they will come. And he believes it and he builds it. And he says, this is it. This is what we're going to do. So the day that they launch, they sell a whole bunch of mousetraps, a whole bunch of Ultimate 1000s. And then the next day, they sell a couple Ultimate 1000s. And then nothing. And then the next day, a few more Ultimate 1000s, and then nothing. And this pattern begins to emerge, and it's not a pattern that Darnell likes. A little bit here, a trickle there, a little bit here. And his sales do not increase. And Darnell is stuck with a house full of Ultimate 1000 mousetraps. They're everywhere. They're in the garage. They're stacked up in the living room. In fact, he has to like make a little hole so he can see the TV through the boxes. The children have started to refuse birthday party requests because they have to give an Ultimate 1000. That's the only thing they're allowed to give away because we've got to get rid of these boxes. And he is not doesn't understand why the best product, the best idea, the highest need, the highest desire from the public, why won't people buy his mousetraps? And the answer is he's invisible. No one knows that he built the world's best mousetrap. No one knows that they need it. No one knows how to reach him. No one knows how to take the steps to purchase the thing that they really need in their homes. No one knows because Darnell has not invested the time, energy, and money into telling people about the Ultimate 1000 and telling them how to find him. So I know that this happens in businesses where we're the best kept secret. We're so good. We're amazing at what we do. We have the best mousetrap. And yet people don't seem to find this. And, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons why people don't work on this part of their business. Let me just read you a few. I don't like talking to people. I don't want to seem like I'm bragging. If they want it, they'll ask me. Woo, did you hear that one? If they want what I have, they'll ask me. I don't have the money to advertise. I tried it once and it didn't work. I'm uncomfortable with selling. I don't want to seem pushy. If any of those resonated with you, shake it off, shake it off. We all go through it. We all have those thoughts, those things that come up. However, if Darnell wants to get rid of the hundreds of Ultimate 1000 boxes in his living room and in his kitchen and in his garage, he's going to have to let people know that he is there. So the answer to this question is being visible. And to be honest, there are even more ways to be visible than there are listed in this book because technology has changed and grown, and there are a lot more online things that didn't used to be around. However, we'll go through some of the nuts and bolts ways to get the word out about what you do, these problems that you solve, and the ways that you can improve people's lives. So the first thing is advertising. That's the first thing everybody thinks about is I have to advertise. I have to pay somebody to get the word out about my stuff. And that is a valid way of getting the word out. Whenever my husband and I started our business back in 2008, I took out really expensive print ads in a full color magazine. At the time, this was the way to do it. And they were half page ads. And I took out a half page ad every month for 6 months in two different cities. And let me tell you, that got the word out. That was repetition. They saw it every month. They could cut it out. They could put it on the refrigerator. It did what it was supposed to do. However, it was really expensive. So if you don't have a lot of money to put into advertising, and I wouldn't write off advertising completely. There are so many options out there. You can advertise for pennies a day. And you can advertise for a lot of money. Look at what fits your business. Where are your customers? Where are they getting their information to solve their problem? And advertise there. A magazine might not be the right place to advertise if your customers are only online. So you have to really look at what's available and what's going to fit your business. However, where are your customers? Where are they congregating? Where are they getting their information? Where are they searching for their solutions? And that's where you should start your search for your advertising. First, you need to find out where they are. And the second piece is like advertising, however, it's marketing. And marketing is so cool because marketing can be done for little or no money. There are all kinds of ways to market your business. And now, as I said, there are even more with social media, all the different platforms. You don't even have to pay to be on them. So you can be promoting your business in all kinds of ways. We just had someone on the podcast. Don't know where it'll fall in the order. However, M. Shannon Hernandez, watch that episode. It's all about marketing and it's really, really good. So check that out. So marketing is either free or low cost, and you are putting some effort into it. Advertising, you write the ad and it goes and does the work for you. Marketing, it's a little more work that you have to do on your own. However, there are more tools for that as well. There are all kinds of AI tools that can help you brainstorm, help you come up with plans, help you figure something out. My daughter told me the other day that they're going, I know that they're going on a trip, but she told me the other day that she went to AI and said, here are all the places I want to see while I'm in this city. Tell me the best way to see all of them. And the AI said, here's where you need to go. This location is next to this location, and go to this location at this time of day because there are less people. And it wrote out a whole itinerary for her. So there are AI tools that can make things more easy for you as well. Another thing that is powerful, powerful, powerful is networking. Get out and meet other business owners, other people in your community. Friends, tell your friends what you do. Tell your family what you do. I bet that there are a lot of people that if you ask your friends and family, exactly what do I do and what problem do I solve, they will not be able to answer you because you've not educated them. So let everyone know what it is that you do. Make connections, because building your business is going to take more than just yourself. Being visible takes more than just you. I like to say, if it takes a village to raise a child, it definitely takes a village to build a business. You need others. So network, go out. There are formal networking things that you can attend. There are informal things. There's all kinds. There's online, there's in person. There is so much more available to you now than even when I wrote this book. In getting a community, a circle of folks who know you, who know what you do, who can recommend you, who when someone says, hey, I have this problem, they go, I know who to call. Call this person. It becomes a very powerful tool, and you do that for others as well. So because you're able to, when someone has a problem, that they come to you and you can give them a resource and tell them where to go to get their problem solved, then now you're a problem solver. You're a resource yourself. So it's a give and take, the networking. It's about creating a community. And if you do it the right way, you can even network with people who solve the problem. Okay. So you solve problem B. You network with people who solve problem A, which is the problem that needs to be solved before they get to you. And you also network and collaborate with people who solve problem C, which is the problem and solution after you. So think about your business and think about, who is someone talking to before they get to me? And who do they talk to after me? So I can refer to person C, and person A can refer to me. A really easy way to look at that is real estate, because you have the realtor, and the realtor is in position A, right? They usually come to the realtor first, and then maybe they need a mortgage after that. So you might be person B, you're the mortgage person. And then once they have their mortgage, maybe there's work that needs to be done on the house. So you have person C is a contractor. So the realtor is referring to you, the mortgage person. The mortgage person is referring to the contractor. So that's how that works. And it can go back and forth. It doesn't have to just be one direction. In fact, it shouldn't be. However, that's a really easy way to illustrate the problem before and the problem after. So be looking at, who can you contact? Who can you connect with? Who can you network with that can create this symbiotic relationship where you are all helping one another? Networking is super, super, super powerful. And then the next thing is your website, your online presence, a website, your social media, maybe all the ways that you show up online. What are you doing there? How are you educating them to buy? Sometimes people put up websites that are just informational. We don't educate them on how to buy from us. We don't say, call us. We don't say that we need a call to action. They need to know how to call you. They need to know how to email you. They need to be able to get more information, ask questions. If you have a process of working with you, what do they need to do? Write it out as if you're talking to a fourth grader. If you wanted a fourth grader to do something, buy something from you in your business, work with you, do something with you, write it out as if you're talking to someone who has no idea what you do. Because here's something really important. Your client maybe doesn't know what you do. They probably don't know how you do it. All they know is they have a problem or an aspiration, and they don't know how to get there, and you have the solution. So you need to educate them on how to work with you. If the best way is to call, make that phone number really big so that they can, and clickable, so they could go right from their phone and call you directly. They don't have to look anything up. They don't have to do anything. Make it as easy as possible for them. If the right way to connect with you is to come into your location, make that really clear. If it's online, make it really clear. Be really, really clear about how you tell your clients, your customers, your base of fans, how do they work with you? How do they get to you? What's the easiest way? What's the easiest, the way with the least roadblocks? I go into websites, and I will tell you this, the other day, I scrolled and scrolled back and forth. I spent about 4 minutes searching this website for, I think it was the physical address, because I was driving there. And I went through I thought I went through the whole entire thing. And then I walked away and came back, which is how I solved a lot of my problems. I need to get a little space. And I opened the web page back up. And there at the very top, in very tiny writing, was the address. Now, they were thinking, oh, it's right at the top. However, I didn't see it because it was very small. However, you know, I was looking for something else. So make it really, really easy for your customers, the potential customers, the people that are just looky-looing. Make it really easy for them to know how to work with you, because you tell them how to work with you, how to find you, how to get what they want, how to get that problem solved, how to find that aspiration with you the easiest way with the least roadblocks. Press releases are still a thing. There's all kinds of powerful ways to use press releases, and there are other things that you can get from a press release where you might not have Channel 12 news coming out and interviewing you about whatever you're doing. However, if you write a press release, there are a whole bunch of websites that you can send your press release to for free, and they will publish it incomplete as is. I said incomplete, meaning completely, not incompletely. They will publish your whole entire press release completely and just put it out there on the web. And then whenever people go searching for your business or searching for your name, those press releases will pull up. So use press releases in the normal way. What's a press release? A press release is a document that you create that has all of your information, all of the information to the people that you're connecting with, sort of like a letter, and it's written as if it were a news article. So it has a headline, it has a date on it, it has who to contact if they want to get in contact with you. And then the body of the press release is written like a news story in third person, whatever is going on, if it's an event or if it's a product or whatever, it's written like that in third person. And then you send that document to news outlets. If you just Google, or AI can write it for you, press release format, it'll tell you exactly what you need to have in it. And that's a way to get information out to regular media, as opposed to social media. Get it out to regular media about things that are going on in your business. Social media. We all know about social media. Social media can be, there are so many more now. And you can, It can be a post, it can be a reel, it can be a video, it can be a story, it can be an article, it can be a like a blog post length. It can be anything. Social media is, and there is a platform for any kind of thing that you want to do. Chambers of commerce are really great. Chambers of commerce have events every month. They get people together. They promote you whenever you have a ribbon cutting or anything like that. And there are other organizations in your communities like chambers that can help you promote your business. And the power of the chamber is once people know who you are, then you become part of their circle, that you become part of their contact sphere. Civic groups, expos and trade shows, flyers, testimonials. Testimonials are really, really powerful. How many people go on Amazon and don't scroll to the bottom to look at the reviews? I don't know. I do it every time now. A referral's kind of like that. It's a testimonial from it's a testimonial from someone that says you did a good job. And referrals are also whenever somebody says, hey, you have this problem, I know who can solve that for you. You can do pro bono work, which is free. You can volunteer and let people know what you do. You can volunteer with what you do. Do a workshop or a speaking event. You can have your vehicle wrapped. There's all kinds of ways to get the word out about who you are and what you do. And the critical piece here is you want to focus not just on what you do, but how what you do solves their problem, because they don't care about the mechanics behind it. They just want their problem solved. They just want the solution for what they're looking for. So make sure that's in your mind. Like, how does what I do solve your issue? Solve the problem you're trying to solve, or give you an opportunity to have the aspirational result that you want to have in your business or in your life as a customer. It's in your life. What problem are you solving for them? And do the messaging, all of the things that I just talked about and way more, the marketing piece of your business, a piece about being visible. And I'll just stop here for a second. Some people are just like, I just don't want to be visible. I don't want to be the face of my business. I don't want to be out there. This is intimidating to me. This is hard for me. Well, in a lot of the media and social media and in anything that you're doing other than maybe one-on-one networking where you want to, as the business owner, be that face of the business in networking, you don't have to be the face. It doesn't have to be you. It can be your partner. It can be a family member. It could be someone that you hire. It could be that the face of the business isn't actually a face. It's a logo or an image that can be your forward-facing marketing. You just have to tell them what solutions you're providing for the problems that they have. And you have to open your mouth and you have to do it, whether it's in writing or it's verbal or it's video or however you're getting the message out. Get the message out. Please don't be invisible like Darnell Rat. Be the Pied Piper and kick Darnell Rat out to the curb and be seen and get your message and the solutions that you have for everyone. Get it out there. Let people know what you do and how you solve their problem. Not how you do it, because it's like making the sausage, right? We don't want to know how the sausage is made. We just want to eat it. We're hungry. We want to eat and we want a sausage. So we don't care what goes on before it hits our plate. That's where you need to talk about the plate, what's on the plate. So thank you for letting me talk about Darnell. I love Darnell. He is just, he's so amazing. And I wish everyone could see him. If you look at his little illustration, you really can only see his eyes because he's an invisible rat. You can't see him. So don't be Darnell Rat. And if you are interested in getting the book or the workbook, you, of course, can go to our portal, which is profitconnectors.club. That's Profit Connectors, because you are the Profit Connectors. Profitconnectors.club. Club, C-L-U-B. So it's profitconnectors.club. And you can log in and you can get all of the gifts from all of the podcasts that we've had so far. Everything is still in there. You'll see bios of all of our guests, their contact information and the gifts that they've given to us. And you can also see information on how to get the book and the workbook. And I encourage you to go and check out all of those amazing things. Please keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your business and your impact. Go make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.